احمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. My respected brothers and elders, Alhamdulillah, we are very, very fortunate, we are very, very blessed that Allah has connected us with the effort of Deen. This effort of Deen, this effort of Dawat and Tabligh has reached to us with a great sacrifice. Maulana Ilyas Sahab Rahmatullah Alayh, when he started the work in Nizamuddin, he used to say that this work is the Karne Awwal ka Hira, meaning this is the diamond of the first century. And he used to also say that I am doing this work thinking that this is Kare Nabuwat, this is the work of the prophets. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us that we are connected with this effort of Dawat. The fikr of Maulana Ilyas Sahab was such that he used to spend restless night and he used to roam in his house without sleeping. He could not sleep because of the fikr of Deen. And his wife used to ask him, you know, why are you not sleeping? And he used to say to his wife that the fikr that I have, the concern that I have, if you have the same concern, then there will be two person who would be awake. So because of the fikr and concern, his sleep, it was overpowered, his fikr overpowered his sleep. And he used to say the famous couplet that kisi ki shab rote kate hai, kisi ki shab sote kate hai, ilahi kaisi shab hai meri, na rote kate hai, na sote kate hai. We'll try to translate this in English to the difficult. For some, they spend their night in sleeping, and for some, they spend their night in weeping. O Allah, in what category my night is, it's neither sleeping nor weeping. So he had this great concern, of how Deen can be spread in the whole world. And that's how he started the work. And Alhamdulillah, through their sacrifice, through their qurbani, Allah has made this work reached to us. It has reached with great sacrifice. In our countries, work started in early 70s. Late 60s, early 70s, work started. And mashallah, jamaats at the time of Maulana Yusuf Sahib Rahmatullah Alayh started to come in our country. And these jamaats were paidal jamaats. They spent 1 year in our country, from one city to other city, city to city. And back then the weather condition in our country was very, very severe. Very, very severe. There were no masajids. There was very few Muslims. To find the Muslims and to convey the message of Islam and Deen to them and connect them with the effort of Deen was a very, very difficult task. But Alhamdulillah, these jamaats came. They worked from Toronto to Montreal. They used to spend 1 year paidal jamaat in our countries. And sometimes we heard karguzari from our elders that sometimes they used to spend night in a telephone booth because that was the only warmest place available. And the whole night jamaat used to spend in the telephone booth. So, but Alhamdulillah, today now we are seeing the condition of our city. Everywhere these jamaats went, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established a masjid there. In every city, in every smallest of city. This is the sacrifice of those people who came before us and they made sacrifice and they have presented this work to us. Now we are seeing everywhere there is istiqbal, everywhere there is welcome. So, my respected brothers, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has connected us with this work and this work has come with great sacrifice. A lot of sacrifice have been made in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many brothers have died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our city, Toronto, we are blessed that there are 14 shaheeds in our city who died in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this work has reached to us with a great sacrifice. And what is the demand and takaza of this work? Our elders, they say that two major things that is required from this work is that we ourselves, our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets stronger. We are doing the effort of deen, but our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets stronger. And the second, we keep on advancing in this work and we keep on increasing our sacrifice. So advancement in terms of the connection and taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and the second is that we keep on increasing our sacrifice. If you look at the life of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain, their taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was very, very strong. Very, very strong. They were not ghafil of them own self. And our elders, they say that how our connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gets stronger is a very good thermometer for us, that this six sifat comes in reality in our life. This is a sign that we are proceeding or advancing in this work. This is a sign. Looks like that we are giving dawah to others, but what about my iman? What about my salah? What about my ilm and zikr? So if these things are coming in our life, this is a sign that we are advancing in this work. And if this is not there, then it's merely only talk and it will not give us the required results and benefits. So if you look at this life of the Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain, they were the Sahaba whom glad tidings of Jannah was given by Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala praised them in Quran. In Quran Allah is saying more or less to the meaning that iman aisa lao jaisa sahaba ka iman tha, aminu kama aman an-nas. So their iman was very, very strong. Their iman was very, very strong. To such an extent that they used to fear nifaq when there was slight difference in their condition of iman. A famous story of Hanzla radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is saying nafaqa Hanzla. Hanzla has turned munafiq. This is a sahabi when he is sitting in the majlis of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he says that tears started flowing from our eyes and our hearts became soft. But when we went to our homes, the condition changed. So this is how they used to make worry and concern for their iman. How much worry and concern I have to make for my iman. So this effort of Dawat and Tabligh, my brothers, is to make sure that we get our connection stronger with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he is doing gasht at night, at the dark of night when no one is seeing, just to see if anyone is in need. He is Amirul Mu'mineen and he realizes his responsibility. That if there is anybody in need and he is unaware of, Allah will question him on the Day of Judgment. So when he saw that family and they were in need, he came back, he filled the sack and he asked his slave to put the sack on his back. Such was the fear. And when he insisted, he says that, will you carry this load on the Day of Judgment as well? It is I who will be questioned about this woman and this family. So such was the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in sahaba and sahabiyat. Umar radiallahu ta'ala, such high rank sahabi. If there was any nabi after Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it would have been Umar radiallahu ta'ala. This was the hadith of Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Shaitan used to be afraid of Umar radiallahu ta'ala. But look at the condition of iman. Look at their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should not forget in this work, we ourselves also need to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look at the condition of their salat. Rasulullah s.a.w. said this, pray salat as if you're seeing me praying salat. So ulama, they say that the salat of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala was exactly same as the salat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And through salat, they used to get from the treasures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They used to solve their means through salat. During the time of Sahaba, when there would be solar eclipse, when there would be a lunar eclipse, they would rush towards salat. Any difficulty that used to come, they used to pray salat and solve their problems. Today, same situations with us, little halat, little difficulty, are we rushing towards salat? Are we getting our connection closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So this is what we need to ponder about. From this work, we need to advance and we need to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The condition of their ilm was such that ulama, they say that 1/3 of the deen is preserved through Aisha radiallahu ta'ala. She was a very learned scholar. Many, many big ulama and the Sahaba, they used to go to Aisha radiallahu ta'ala to derive maslahs, to derive the rulings of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Why? Because she was very close to Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She was very young, but yet a very big alima. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, he only stayed 4 years with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But yet, majority of the hadith has been narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. In such a short span, such a great knowledge of deen, he got. Ulama, they regard him as the Imam of Muhaddis, all the Muhaddisin, the Imam of all the Muhaddisin. So many hadiths are narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala. He himself says that, my Muhajir brothers were busy, and my Ansar brothers were also busy. I was there with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In such occasions when there was nobody else. So that's how they learned the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And same Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala, his remembrance of Allah, he used to recite istighfar 12,000 times. He had a big thread and he had 1,000 knots on each thread. And until and unless he used to recite Subhanallah on each thread, he would not sleep. So Sahaba, they were not ghafil with their own conditions. Their taluk with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was strong. Ali radiallahu anhu said that we heard the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam of 33 times Subhanallah, 33 times Alhamdulillah, 34 times Allahu Akbar, and we never missed that hadith. And somebody asked him, you know, in the battle of Siffin, you were fighting, did you pray in that battle of Siffin as well? And Ali radiallahu anhu said that we prayed in the battle of Siffin as well. Such was istiqamat. This is the connection, my respected brothers and sisters. This six sifat, we have to bring in our life. And the condition of ikram was such that they are in the battlefield, dying thirsty, but they are, you know, when the person came with a glass of water, and their condition is that they are on the last breath, but they are preferring others. This was the love of Sahaba among each other. It's very easy for us to narrate these incidents and hear about these stories. But Sahaba went through this. So dying in the battlefield, thirsty, but preferring others over themselves. This was the sifat of ikram that Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain had. The guest of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came, and this one sahabi took this guest inside his house. Asked his wife, is there anything? Said, there is very little portion, just for sufficient for children. So said that, what's the matter? Don't worry. Let the children sleep. And when the guest starts to eat, you just switch off the lamp. And the guests had eaten the food. The entire family, the children, the wife, the husband, they spend the knife with faqah, with starvation. And they did not narrate this incident to anybody. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verse in the Holy Quran, praising them. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that your amal was so beautiful that Allah is praising you in the Quran. That they prefer others over themselves, even though poverty became their lot. So these are the stories of Sahaba and Sahabiyat that we can aim for. Inshallah, in this work of Dawat and Tabligh, this six sifat, we need to advance in this six sifat. We need to make our each sifat excellence in our own life. Look at the condition of ikhlas. Hazrat Ali radiallahu anhu is fighting in the battlefield, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had overpowered him to the enemy, and he's about to chop his head off, and he spat on Ali radiallahu anhu. So he leave him. He set him free. Why? Because previously his amal was only for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But because he spat, now his ghussa, now his anger is also in it. So he left him. This was the condition of their ikhlas. Purely, they were pure from fame. They were pure from pride in themselves. Amir Muawiyah and Ali radiallahu anhu are fighting. There was a disagreement between two groups of Sahaba. And the Romans, they came to know about it. So, they sent a message to Muawiyah radiallahu anhu, stating that, you know, we have come to know about the conflict, and if you want, we can help you in advancing in the battle. And we can finish Ali radiallahu anhu. The reply of Muawiyah radiallahu anhu was such that to the Roman, that if you step closer towards Ali radiallahu anhu, I will be the first one to fight with you. Such they were mukhlis. They were pure. Their hearts were pure. They're fighting in the battlefield. There is disagreements with them, but yet their hearts were pure. So this was the main sifat of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain. Today we should protect ourselves with fame, with pride. That's why we keep doing khidmat, we keep serving, because this will destroy pride in our heart. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu used to make khidmat of a blind woman whom nobody knew. Khalifa of waqt, but yet serving the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's how you can get this sifat of ikhlas in ourselves. And my respected brothers and elders, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I mentioned that we need to increase our qurbani, sacrifice in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then inshallah we will advance in this work. You know, every businessman wants to advance in his business. Every person who is doing service needs to get advance in his service. We also need to advance in the work of the Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So my respected brothers and elders, striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was one of the most beautiful quality of Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain. They strive in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances. When Allah had given them wealth, they were in the path of Allah. When there was no wealth, they were in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they were old, like Abu Ayyub Ansari radiallahu ta'ala, they were in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they were young, they were also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know, two young children who became means to kill Abu Jahl. They were young, but they're striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this effort of Dawat and Tabligh, my respected brothers and elders, we need to advance. We need to advance in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to increase our sacrifice. We need to increase our qurbani. Alhamdulillah, at this time and age, Allah has created a big majma who is spending 4 months every year. So if Allah has made it easy for them, why can Allah make it easy for me as well? Right? So we should ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should get ourselves accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sahaba radiallahu anhu ajmain, they proceed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala under all circumstances. When they had means, they were in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When they had no means, they were also in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You know the famous story of Battle of Tabuk. When Sahaba were seeing that the dates are ripe and they were in debts, so they could see that now Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them provisions that they can clear all their debts. The test of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes that you have to proceed in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And proceed with your own jaan and with your own maal. Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam gave targib to spend maal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is the time when Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala brought everything whatever he had in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Umar radiallahu ta'ala divided half of his wealth. Half he kept it for his family, half he kept it for the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Usman radiallahu ta'ala provided means and provisions for the 1/3 of the army. And Hazrat Shaykh has written in Fadhal Amal that each and every Sahabi, he brought above and beyond what he could have brought. Why? Because this is going to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there were three Sahabi who were Badri Sahabi. And they delayed in going out in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It was not that they did not had intention. They had intention. But they said they will join the army later. They will join the jama'ah later. And they delayed and delayed. And what happened? Allah's mercy that the enemy did not came, and Prophet ﷺ returned back. And when Prophet ﷺ returned back, they did not had a chance to join the Jamaat. What happened, we all know. For 50 days these brothers were, these three Sahabi were socially boycotted. Never in the history of Sahaba that anybody was socially boycotted. Just because this is to teach us, my respected brothers, and this is to teach us that proceeding in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is so important. So important. So we need to increase our sacrifice. We need to increase our qurbani. Then inshallah we will advance in this work. We will advance in this work. And then our mouth, our death will come in a condition that Allah is pleased with us. So my respected brothers and elders, alhamdulillah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with this work. This is a very, very great work. It is for us now to get ourselves accepted in this work. Allah has accepted this work. This work has reached whole world. Every single corner in the world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made it reached. Alhamdulillah. This is a sign of that Allah has accepted this work. Now, we ourselves needs to get accepted in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has accepted the work, but how I can get accepted? And it's through developing sifat in ourselves and increasing our sacrifice, increasing our qurbani in this work. You know, so long we have been spending 40 days every year. Now we increase that to 4 months. 2.5 hours, we try to increase it to 3 hours, 4 hours, 5 hours. Allah will put barakah in our time and Allah will put barakah in our life. The risk that Allah is giving us in 11 months, Allah can give the same risk in 8 months also. So 4 months every year, we should make this intention that Allah accept me for the effort of deen. Accept me for the effort of deen. So who's ready for this, inshallah? Is one request from our Jamaat and from the elders of Canada. MashaAllah, you brothers speak the language of our country. Alhamdulillah, and the South African Jamaats, when they come to Canada, has a very great effect. So we are requesting you brothers, you know, there's a bit of difficulty in getting visa for our country. Allah knows why. But it's not impossible. It takes a bit of a time, but it's not impossible. So we request each and every one of you who have your kawaif ready, mashallah, apply for Canada visa. Get it approved. Visa for our country is such that it's a 2-week process. You have to apply for the visa, and if your visa is approved, it will be approved until your passport is valid. So if your passport is valid for 10 years, the visa will be for 10 years. So alhamdulillah, it's good to have visas for such countries where the work is needed and it will be more effective. So let's say if you apply for a visa and you know after a year you're going to get the visa, your chilla is due, you can spend your chilla for that year. But once you get visa, your visa will be for the next 8 years or 7 years. Inshallah, for the next 7 chillas you can spend in our country. So it will be a lot of khair will spread, inshallah. So this is our request. This is from our elders in Canada. And this is a request to you brothers, inshallah. May Allah reward you all. Jazakumullah khair. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdihi.